President and CEO of the Windsor Port Authority.
Oh. Yeah.
Say no!
So originally enough, I had a little pause in my remarks there. I thought that might anyway, it's good to have so many people here because this is an important, and we think very important. We weren't required to have a public meeting, but we wanted to have one. We wanted to have one with citizens in Windsor, and we're glad you're all here tonight. Strangely enough, I didn't have a pause in the applause. As some of you may know, I think some of the participants in the one-on-ones earlier this afternoon are still here, and hopefully they'll confirm to you. We had very good meetings this afternoon with IRCA, the Citizens Environmental Alliance, and the Essex County Field Naturalist Association. I can tell you that those meetings were very productive. I think the members of those groups who are still here will tell you that we listened very carefully. We had a very good dialogue, and we're going to continue that dialogue with our consultants and those folks over the next 2 to 4 weeks at least. We're conducting the open meeting tonight, obviously to get your input on the proposal we have for the Ojibwe property. I want you to understand that by no means has a final decision been made on what we're going to do with that property. We've owned the lands now for almost 15 years. We have an opportunity now to do something. We're bringing that proposal to the public. We want your input. Based on your input and everyone else locally, we'll take that back and our board will make a decision. But we certainly want you to know that that decision has not been made at this point. So moving forward, we have a fairly short agenda this evening. Our chairman, Charlie Pingle, will walk through some of the history of the property and exactly what we're proposing at this time. Now, we've seen a lot of inaccurate statements on social media. We've had people call us and email us with inaccurate statements about what we're proposing. So we would hope that you would give us a fair opportunity to tell you exactly what we're proposing, and then you will be well informed as to your questions at the end of the session. Secondly, we have Mr. Ian Rule here from Dillon Consulting, who over the last almost year, that company has done environmental work on the site. That work continues to be ongoing. They finished their last on-site study just a week ago. This open meeting this evening and the meetings we had this afternoon one-on-one are all part of our environmental review process. So this is all part of the process moving towards our final decision. Following that, we'll have a Q&A session. It'll go on as long as questions are asked by the audience. I would ask that you hold your questions until after both presentations have been made. I think that'll give everyone here the best information in terms of formulating your questions and in terms of us being able to respond appropriately. Now, finally, I have to say this has been a very attentive and kind reception so far. I want to assure you that we are taking all of your concerns very seriously. We know this is a very emotional issue here in the city of Windsor, and we can tell by the attendance of so many here this evening how important Ojibwe is to you all. I want to assure you that we respect those views, but in turn I would ask you to respect our presenters when they're presenting their papers, and that we can have a productive and civil exchange throughout the presentation and the Q&A session. So again, thank you very much.